呢，那今天你们可以简单听一下介绍。刘牧师刘少平牧师生于马来西亚，他获得神学博士学位，在西敏寺，在费城的西敏寺神学院。那他是专攻旧约，在旧约方面有神大大的使用他，他有很深的造诣。我们求主今天大大的恩膏使用他，那叫他来借着他来释放更多的灵力的信息给我们，谢谢。
弟兄姐妹们，大家晚安。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
你们累不累？
不累。
I guess tired.
Yes. 如果你太累的话，我讲到你可能就想睡觉了。
If you're tired, you might fall asleep during my sermon.
如果你睡觉，我一定会叫醒你，所以放心。
If you fall asleep, I'll make sure I call on you.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主，我们感谢你，因为你是我们的神。
Gracious Lord, we thank you for you're our God.
你也是我们的创造主，拯救我们的神。
You're the Creator, our Savior.
感谢神，你把我们放在这个世间。
Thank you for putting us here.
让我们在生活各种经历里头，仍然能够遇见你。
That through our life experience that we can meet you.
主要当我们看诗篇的时候，我们知道我们所看见的不单是自己的状况，而是从我们的生活里头，我们看见了你的大能。
When we read the book of Song, not only we see our own condition, we saw your grace and your power.
主啊，你今天晚上对我们讲话。
Pray that you speak to us tonight.
让我们认清自己的本相。
That we examine ourselves.
然后经历你自己的救恩以及你的恩典。
And experience your salvation and your grace.
我们才明白什么叫做赞美你。
So we'll understand what it means to praise you.
主啊，你开我们的眼睛。
Pray that you open our eyes.
你让我们的灵魂跟你的生命能够接触起来。
That our souls will be connected with your life.
奉耶稣的名。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
那昨天晚上我讲到一个诗篇很重要的一个题目，就是哀歌变赞美。
Last night we talked about a very important topic in Psalms where we turn laments into praise.
来不晓得弟兄姐妹对昨天晚上圣经的话是不是能够很看见这个很重要的道理。
I hope you all see that from yesterday, just from reading the scriptures.
我今天晚上要谈一个题目，就是赞美耶和华。
Tonight I want to talk about a topic. It's called Let's Praise the Lord.
这是一个很普遍的词句。
It's a very common phrase.
我们基督徒常常都说，来啊，我们赞美，我们有赞美歌来敬拜神。
Christians always says praise Lord to meet their quota.
我也常常看到这个很多这种赞美诗。最近这个教会，中国教会有很多一些赞美诗。
We also see a lot of praise songs.
但我非常惊讶，这些赞美诗很多都是年轻基督徒写的。
A lot of the songs are written by young Christians.
有什么赞美之泉啊？
Song of praise, it's a string of praise.
Yeah, string of praise. String of praise. 然后什么泥土音乐啊？you know, the clay music.
Okay, clay music.
就是最近就是发觉在中国教会有很多所谓的赞美诗出来，我发觉很惊讶，他们都是一些年轻小伙子做的。
So you realize there's a lot of praise songs coming out of the young Chinese congregation, and a lot of it is coming from young adults.
然后也很受欢迎。
And they're very, very popular.
配上这个现代化的音乐。
You mix it with contemporary music.
再说很多教会也唱这些歌曲。
Many churches sing those songs.
所以我自己也看了这些诗歌的时候，看见有些也写得不错。
And when I hear those songs, I realize they're pretty good written. You know.
其中好像耶和华坐作为王，这个是不错的。
There's a song called "Lord, You Enthroned Above."
因为我也针对这个题目写了一篇文章，就是耶和华作王。
I even wrote an article about it that our God is enthroned above.
而且在你翅膀的荫下这样的歌，不知道你们唱过没有？有没有唱过？
There's also a song called Under Your Wind. Not sure you guys sang it before.
但是我也看见一些很平凡、很通俗的一些赞美诗歌。
There are also very common praise songs that you see a lot.
有些是很年轻的基督徒写的。
Many of them were written by young Christians.
所以我在想，他们到底明白这个赞美是什么一回事吗？
I often wonder, do they really understand what it means to praise God?
然后在唱的时候，年轻人唱得高兴就跳起来了，赞美神啊，什么什么。
They're always dancing and praising God.
所以我刚才听你们唱歌是好像你们蛮保守的，又不跳又不动。
I see that you guys are very conservative. You don't really dance around when you're praising God.
那我想凡是能够赞美神的歌从某一个角度来说都是好的。
All the praise songs, you know, they're all good in their nature.
因为这是在诗篇里头一个很中心很重要的一个主题。
Because this is one of the main topic when you read the book of Song.
那我今天晚上就念一篇的诗篇就是150篇一到六节。这是诗篇最后的一篇。
I'll read Psalm 152. This is the last song in the book.
那为什么我选这一篇诗篇来谈今天晚上这个赞美耶和华？
Why do I pick this one to talk about praising God tonight?
因为它是诗篇最后的一篇。
Because it's the last song in the book.
因为那是诗篇的高潮。
Because the climax of this book.
而且整首诗篇只做一样事情，就是。怎么样赞美神?
There's only one thing that's talked about in the song, which is to praise God.
来，我们来看150篇第一到六节。
If you turn to your book, your Bible to Psalm 150.
来，知道第一节说，你们要赞美耶和华，在上帝的圣所赞美他，在他显能力的穹苍赞美他。
Verse 1, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens.
要因他大能的作为赞美他，按作他极美的大德赞美他。
Praise him for his act of power, praise him for his surpassing greatness.
要用脚声赞美他，鼓式弹琴赞美他。
Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet, praise him with the harp and lyre.
用丝弦乐器和箫的声音赞美他。
Praising with tambourine and dancing, praising with the string and flute.
用大声的把赞美他，用高声的把赞美他。
Praising with the clash of cymbals, praising with the resounding cymbals.
凡有气息的都要赞美耶华，你们要赞美耶华。
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
那诗篇最后一句话是什么？你们要赞美耶华。
What does it say at the last sentence? Praise the Lord.
今天中午牧师还有其他同工跟我在一起请我吃午餐。
The pastor and some of the co-workers invited me out to lunch today.
他们请我吃午餐我都是很快乐的。
I'm always very happy when they take me out.
而且这个叶弟兄也知道怎么点菜。
And brother Ye really knows how to order the dishes.
所以你将来不知道怎么点菜找叶弟兄点就可以了。
If you don't know how to order, just ask brother Ye.
你吃的时候不要忘记我们这两个牧师就好了。
Just don't forget the pastors when you eat, you know, when you go.
对，吃饭在谈聊天的时候，后来我们在办公室就谈起一些诗篇的问题。
So when we're dining, we talked about, you know, some of the themes in Book of Song.
那我就问说，我说你们知道吗？诗篇第一个字是什么字？诗篇第一个字。
So I asked,
第一篇的第一个字是什么字
？What's the first word in song?
啊，呀、yeah, ，你看
，the first song is blessed.
你们教会弟兄姐妹都水平很高，嗯。哎，这个和本呢，第一个字是不从，哎，不从，啊，这 first word 是不从。
In Chinese translation, it actually, the first word is do not.
其实在在这个希伯来文圣经里头，第一个字叫做 Ashrei， 就是翻成有福，有福了。
But the original translation, the first word is blessed.
那这个英文圣经就翻对了 ，NIV blesses 什么什么什么 ？The English Bible 翻成 bless。
Yeah.
我在心中想，为什么你不回答？可能你听他讲。 所以 bless 啊，哎，看中文圣经的人不晓得这个福是在前面的。
So if you read the Chinese Bible, you might not realize that the blessing comes before the doing.
哎，诗篇的第一个字是福。
So the first word of the song is bless.
哎呀，我看到这字，我兴奋得不得了。
When I read that, I'm very excited.
好像神告诉我们，当你进入诗篇的时候，你是从这个福门。
Because it's like God saying to you that when you read the book of song, you're entering a gate of blessing.
那这个你一进到诗篇里头，你进到第一篇、第二篇，一直到150篇，虽然你经过很多困难，甚至挨个，但是你所经历的在路径上，就好像诗篇说，你的路径铺满了什么自由。
So when you read through chapter 1 through chapter 150, even though you go through a lot of trials, a lot of sorrows, but just like what the Bible says, that your road is anointed with oil.
那你像大卫说，我虽然走过死荫的幽谷，
and even David said, I go through the valley of death.
我不惧怕，因为你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
That I'm not afraid because your staff and your rod comforts me.
这诗篇是在为我们告诉我们，这个就是我们人生的路。
So the song tells us this is the way of our life.
哎，每一个人都是走同样的路。
We're going down the same road.
哎，我们生下来，我们长大，我们生病，我们有问题，我们有失败，有伤心，然后一天到我们离开这个世界。
So we're born, we grew up, we go through hard times, get sick, start a family, you know, get old, and eventually we leave this earth.
不管你是基督徒，你不是基督徒，那不差不多就是这样。
Doesn't really matter whether you're Christians or not, this is pretty much how our lives is.
但是基督徒唯一不同的，我们一踏上这个人生路，我们进入的是福的门。
The only difference with the Christians, though, is that when we walk down this road, we're going through the gate of blessings.
如果不认识神的人，你是无门可走。
If you don't know God, you really don't have any way to go.
你经历的是人生的一些问题、失败、成功等等，但最后你是没有什么话可说的，到最后一天。
At the end of the day, you don't really have anything to say.
临死的时候，你问他说：“你有什么话可以说？”他说：“我没话可说。”
If you don't know God, when you die, you really don't have anything to say.
又要死了，还有什么话可说
？When you're about to die, what are you going to say?
那但是我们不一样。
But we're different.
因为我们认识神的时候，我们从诗篇进去，我们进入的是什么？这个是福门。
Because when we know God, what we're going through is blessings.
在这个福门里头，我们走进去。我们虽然面对困难，如果不会面对困难，诗篇就不会跟我们说不从恶人的什么计谋，不捉罪人，不占罪人的道路，不捉邪门的。意思说，我们周围的实际的生活是蛮艰难的。
So just as we go through lives, even the scripture tells us and instructs us that we do not walk in the counsel of the wicked, stand the way of the sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. What that's really telling us is that around us there are a lot of temptations and trials.
但是我们可以不做这些事情。
But we don't have to do any of that.
但我们可以做一个，就是喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人就有福了。
But we can be blessed when we delight in the law of the Lord.
中文圣经把这个福放在后面，好像是做完这些才有福。不是的，在诗篇里头，你先从福门进去，你做这个事情，你出来的时候就不一样。
So the Chinese translation tells you that you have to avoid doing things in order to be blessed, but in the original language tells you you're blessed, so you don't have to do any of the things.
然后诗篇继续讲下去。
And the song continues.
啊，他说第一篇，他说啊。一人好像一棵树栽在溪水旁，他的叶子也不枯干， 啊，等等，我都一下子背不出来。
That's okay. Let's see if the English congregation gets it. So, Psalm number one, I'm going to read and I'm going to stop. He's like a tree planted by streams of water, which yield its fruits in season.
Right.
And those leaves do not wither, whatever he does prospers.
他要像一棵树，我跟他翻译。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的进度顺利。这个太美了。
Isn't that beautiful?
一人好像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
The righteous man is like a tree planted by streams of water.
你去想象的时候，那个背景是怎么的背景？一人好像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
When you imagine that, what kind of picture do you get? A tree planted by a stream of water.
我就最近就问弟兄姐妹，但是说一棵树栽在溪水旁，你去想的时候，如果叫你画一幅图画，你是画怎么样的一幅景象？
How will you paint that picture? How will you draw?
他就想，有一棵树。
Okay, so he'll paint a picture. He'll paint a tree.
他有一个溪水。
He'll paint a river.
后面有很漂亮的羊。
Maybe a couple of sheep.
很茂盛的草。
Green pastures.
野地的花。
Wildflowers.
还有鸟在叽叽叽叽唱歌。
And birds flying and singing.
还有几个老人家在那边，好像很安然的感觉。
Maybe there's a few elderly men lying around. Very peaceful.
你们是不是这样想象？
I don't know if
that's
really
a
picture.
是不是？要回答不回答不讲，是不是这样想象？
Is that the picture you have in mind?
对，我们很多时候想到这个图像的一棵树栽在溪水旁，我们想到后面是很茂盛、很安然的那种景象，对吗？
Really, it's a picture of abundance, a peaceful picture.
那我在想诗篇的时候，我在想是不是这样的背景呢？
Is this the kind of story that song is going to tell us?
如果这个背景是那么舒服、那么丰富的话，我说每一棵树都会长大，都会叶子茂盛，也会结果子，对吗？
Is that what the Bible tells us? That how we're going to go through? That we're going to prosper?
对不对？
Yes.
Yeah. 生活那么好，还不结果子啊？
If your life is so peaceful, so
你没有生病，
you bear fruits.
你还有工作。
You have jobs.
每年加薪。
You get raised every year.
太太对你又很好。
Your wife would be very nice to you.
餐馆又那么多。
And there's a lot of restaurants around.
儿子又很爱你。
Your kids will love you.
功课也不错。
Their schoolwork is pretty
good. 牧师常常来探访。
Pastor would visit you.
那这么样的舒服。
This kind of life.
那个人当然吃得肥肥胖胖嘛。
You'll all be very fat.
对不对？
Isn't that right?
这种平常的日子，谁不成长？
This is a very peaceful life. Wouldn't you grow?
谁不感恩？
Wouldn't you give thanks to God?
所以我在想，神是不是告诉我们这一幅景象呢？
Is this the picture that God is telling us?
诗篇第一篇说，他说一人好像一棵树嘛，对不对？
Psalm 1 says the righteous man is like a tree.
我在想，这个一人就是一个坚信上帝的义人，好像一棵树，用树来比喻义人。
The Bible used tree to symbolize a righteous man.
我就去想，树很多嘛。
There are many trees, I think.
树很多种树吗？
There are many different type of trees.
有什么树？有这个苹果树吗？
Apple tree.
还有榴莲树啊。还有
durian tree.
橡树啊。各种树都有，所以我在想，神讲到这个树的时候，到底是什么树呢？
What kind of tree is God talking about here?
那我去查诗篇的时候，
So when I study the scripture,
我找到只有两种树。
There's only two type of trees.
那一种树呢，叫做棕树 ，palm tree.
One is palm tree.
那 palm tree 长在哪里？
Where does palm tree grow?
这种棕树长在哪里？沙漠。
Palm trees grow in the desert, where it's dry.
马里兰没有 palm tree 的。
So we don't have palm trees here.
你到这个巴勒斯坦沙漠里头就有 palm tree.
Or maybe in Palestine.
你到耶利哥一带也有 palm tree, 因为那边是半沙漠沙漠地带。
If you go to like a region like Jericho, you'll find palm trees there.
那你看这个沙漠的时候有没有草？
When you look at desert, there's really no grass.
有没有羊？
There's no sheep.
有没有鸟在唱歌？
There's no birds singing.
有没有几个老人家在打麻将？也没有。
Do you have any, you don't have any elderly men playing mahjong.
你看看基本上那个就是难以生存的一个环境。
It's actually a place that's really hard to live.
但是你一看去，哎，那边怎么会有一棵棕树呢？
But why would there be a palm tree?
啊，虽然那个风沙很大，烈阳烈晒，晚上寒冷，但是你看见有一个棕树，就是长得那么高。
Where there's desert storm, sun beating up, but there's a palm tree growing very well.
而且它叶子很茂盛。
It's got a lot of leaves.
也结出果子。
It's got fruits.
什么缘故？
Why is that?
什么缘故？下面有水。
Because there's water.
只有那个地方有水。
Only there's this water there.
你明白我的意思吗？
Do you understand what I mean now?
第二种树呢，叫做这个香柏树 cedar.
The second type is cedar trees.
诗篇呢，用第二种树来比喻异人，就是异人好像黎巴嫩的香柏树，诗篇九十二篇。
Psalm 92 described the righteous man as the cedar trees in Lebanon.
那这个香柏黎巴嫩的香柏树是长在高山上的。
Cedar trees they grow on top of the mountain.
高山也是一个很不利的环境，因为很冷。
Again, it's not an ideal place to grow because it's very cold.
所以在那边的不是所有的树可以在那个地方生存。
Not all kinds of tree will survive.
但是你发现，哎呀，我怎么有这么大的黎巴嫩香柏树？那个树干很大，弯叶子很强，然后高的好像。
But how do cedar tree grow so big, so tall?
在一种很恶劣的环境里头，你发觉它们可以成长。
Even in extreme condition like that,
为什么呢？
Grow. Why is that?
因为那边也有雾水。
Because there's water.
有水，你明白我的意思吗？所以我们不要期望说，只有在舒服的环境，我们才会成长。
So it's not like we only grow when it's comfortable, when it's peaceful.
你知道这种很舒服的环境成长的树，那种叫 soft wood。
You know, the trees that grow in those ideal location, they're soft.
这种软树
，they're very soft.
风吹就倒了。
When the hurricane comes, they fall.
我是住在 Lancaster.
I live in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
我们家门口有一棵树。
We have a tree in the front yard.
那是以前这个发展商。造房子就种在那边树，所以大概15年的树吧。
Maybe about 15 years old.
这个树长得不错的，叶子很多，很茂盛，看起来也我们也喜欢它的。
It's a beautiful tree. It's got a lot of leaves.
上个礼拜六
last Saturday,
不是有一场大风雪吗？
There was a winter storm that came kind of early.
刚好我这个中午12点我就要离开。要到费城一个教会讲道，有两天的讲道。
I was about to leave my house to go to Philadelphia in the afternoon.
早上八点就开始下这个 wet snow 了。
It started snowing 8 o'clock in the morning.
然后我门口那棵树呢，叶子都还没有变色，也还没有掉下来。
The leaves hasn't fallen yet.
哎，当我把车子推出去的时候，哎，我看我的树分成两半呢。
And then when I drove my car out, I realized my tree split in half.
这基本上就是一棵树 split into two.
就像
一半倒在这个信箱路旁那边了，然后一半还留在那边，到现在还在那边。
Half was standing, the other half kind of fell next to the mailbox.
但是因为我还有两个小时就开始讲到，我都不管它，我跟师母就走了。
I left with my wife because I had to go preach in 2 hours.
因为这个下大雪嘛，我也不晓得两个小时可以开到教会去讲道。
Because I wasn't sure if I could make it in 2 hours with the snow coming down.
我跟师母那种服侍主的心智是很稳定的，是风雨不改，我们都会去的。
When it comes to serving God, we're persistent and consistent.
我们打算一边给自己两个小时，我们要开到教会，因为我要讲生命记。
We decided we're going to make it to the church in 2 hours because I had to preach on Deuteronomy.
我要带领弟兄姐妹出埃及嘛，不能迟到了。
I had to lead the brothers and sisters out of Egypt.
要带他们进入迦南。
I had to lead them into Canaan.
哎，我说一路开车的时候，我一定挂念我那个树。
As I was driving, I was thinking about my tree.
我当然爱这棵树，但是我心想，哎呀，倒在路旁。不知道会阻碍交通啊等等，我也有点担心。
Not only I was worried about my tree, I was kind of worried that it would block the traffic with half of it down.
然后本来我们打算就是说去那边讲到完了就留在一个弟兄的家住一个晚上，因为隔天崇拜还要讲一堂嘛。
Originally we planned to stay at a brother's house so that we can speak again the next day.
我就跟师母说，我看我们讲完道哈，晚上要赶回来处理那棵树。倒下来的树。
I told my wife maybe it'd be a better idea if we come back after tonight and then take care of the tree.
但是到教会的时候，发现只有我跟牧师在那边。
When I got to the church, I realized there's only.
对我们做牧师很可怜啊，很可怜。那些老百姓要带他们出埃及，他们都不见了。
I want to lead them out of Egypt, but they're gone missing.
所以那天基本上都没有课，就因为后来又来了三个弟兄，加起来只有六个人。
Later on, three other people came, so there's a total of six people.
所以我一边跟他们讲生命经，就挂念我那棵树。
So I still preach on Deuteronomy and thinking about my tree.
后来
at the same time.
后来那牧师说：“哎，不要管他。”后来说：“啊，不管他就不管他。”礼拜天回来再打算。
And then the pastor talked me out of coming back home.
啊，礼拜天讲完道，我又匆匆回来要处理那棵树。
So on Sunday I finished preaching, I came back home.
哎，回到这儿，怎么树不见了
？I realized the tree was gone.
也不是不见了，原来我几个邻舍哈，他们自己拿着锯子是把那个树弄到把它处理了，摆在那边。
My neighbor decided to be a good Samaritan and took
care of it. 其实我以为那么慷慨，那么有爱心，那么快就把这个树弄好。原来是我的几个邻居自己去把这个事情弄好。
Originally, I thought it was the county doing their job, but then it was really my loving neighbors that helped out.
所以我就去谢谢他们。所以我这几天一直想我的树。
So I thank them, but over the past few days, I've been thinking about my tree still.
这个树。我原来晓得它最大的问题，它就是 soft wood。
I realize the problem with the tree is it's soft.
那明天有一个弟兄，教会一个朋友很有爱心，他容易说来我跟你砍，所以明天早上我要处理那棵树，回去啊，不是明天，后天，不是明天后天礼拜一啊，然后把它处理。
Monday I'm gonna go back and finish taking care of my tree.
我就学一个教训。
But I learned a lesson.
种树不要种软树。
When you plant a tree, don't plant soft woods or soft trees.
你知道吗？这个香柏树跟这个棕树一个最大的特点就是 they're strong. 他们是什么吗
？You know what's the problem with us Christians?
我们是碰到问题才来找神的。
When we encounter a problem, then we find God.
平常我们都不知道在哪里。
Other times we're gone missing.
我们被这个世界养得肥肥胖胖，又软又容易倒。
We kind of sort of fed up by this world to be very fat and easy to fall.
你看，我们的属灵生命是长期靠近上帝，被上帝塑造成坚硬。你风来的时候，我们稳。
But if you're constantly connected to God, that you're built up in God, then when the storms come, you stand firm and you're hard.
这些人叶子不枯干，他。也结果子。
These are the righteous men that their leaves do not wither and they prosper, they bear fruits.
如果你要跟我听我讲诗篇，你要在这边做最少做一个礼拜。
If you,
因为我还在讲到第一篇，还是第三节。
If you really want to learn the book of Psalm from me, you'll probably be here for a whole week because I'm still on chapter one.
但是我要回来，就是说，只有在这种神的福门进去，按照他的方式来生活。靠近主的时候，我走过150篇诗篇，到最后一节，我们还是能够说：“你们要来赞美耶和华。”
So only when we go through the gate of blessings, live according to God's words, that at the end that we can say praise Lord.
为什么这一句话不说“我来赞美耶和华”，是说“你们要来赞美耶和华”呢？
Why does the song says that I will come to praise the Lord, but it's sort of a comment saying you have to praise the Lord?
如果我走过那么漫长的道路，最后我能够感觉到神的救恩，我会说我来赞美耶和华。
It should be like that you go through trials and at the end of the road you say, I'm going to come and praise God.
而是说你们要赞美耶和华呢？
But the Bible, the psalmist says, you have to praise God.
想不想了解这个道理？想不想？
那
明天白天我继续讲。
Come back tomorrow morning, I'll continue to preach.
怎么可以把自己属灵的经历成为我们的见证的宣告？你们邀请别人来 participate in my own experience. 你明白我的意思吗？
How do you turn your life experience into a witness to invite other people to come and praise God?
明天我就会讲这个题目。
That's what I'll be preaching on tomorrow.
邀请别人来宣扬他的救恩。
Inviting others to proclaim the good news.
所以在诗篇里头，这个赞美这个观念不是没有原因产生出来的一种情绪的发泄。你知道我有时候发现他们到底在敬拜上帝还是发泄感情，你说我都分不清楚。
So, when we read the book of Psalms, it's not just an emotional outlet, but it's with a purpose.
有些人来参加敬拜赞美会唱得蛮高兴蛮舒服啊，好像参加了个 pop music concert.
Some people come like as if they're attending a pop concert and they're feeling good about themselves. The music is good.
有时候你要注意的时候，你看见我在看这个诗篇讲到赞美的时候，尤其是150篇，哎呀，在这里提到许多赞美的行动。
When you read Psalm 150, you realize there's a lot of actions associated with praising God. Verse 1 says, praise the Lord.
所以在诗篇150篇中了很多赞美，但是别的地方的时候，有时候你说你要称谢耶和华。
In other places, it will say, thank the Lord.
还有一个字，动词你要称颂耶和华。
Or sing praise.
然后还有一个是中文翻成歌颂耶和华
or sing a new song.
还有你要欢呼
shout and joy.
你要传扬
or proclaim.
你要高举
or extol.
这些最少我找到十个动词讲到哎呀赞美不是一个行动就可以表达赞美是全人的一个
I found that there are 10 different verbs associated with praising God. It's not just a verbal action, but it's your whole person, your whole body.
因为赞美神，因为你发现好像每一个声音，每一个肢体都可以被激发起来。
Every sound, every body movement can be an action to praise God.
那诗篇150篇，他说还不够把你所有的乐器，一共有八种，全部拿出来给他敲。
And even in Psalm 150, it brings out all 8 different instruments to praise the Lord.
哇，你脚这个吹这个脚，那个脚声很响的嘛。
Sounding of the trumpet.
Yeah. 还有这种丝弦的乐曲
，or strings type music.
还有这个琴
，or a lyre.
还有这个鼓，打这个鼓
，tambourine.
还有大声的。拔然后小声的拔
resounding symbols
所以你看这个诗篇讲到这个150篇讲到赞美神的时候好像是所有的东西所有的力量所有的工具都用来表达我们对神的赞美
So when you read Psalm 150 it takes your whole body your entire person and all the different instruments you can think of to praise God
这不是音乐会啊
It's not just a music concert
这是赞美耶和华
It's praising God
是全人的赞美耶和华
It's your full person.
因为他是我们的神
Because he's our God.
但是我看诗篇的时候这个赞美真的蛮有意思
So it's really intriguing when I read Book of Psalm to look at praise.
那过去我们研究诗篇的时候都是一篇一篇的研究
In the past, when you study Psalm, you probably studied chapter by chapter.
甚至加尔文在加文最喜欢的一本圣经书卷就是诗篇。
the theologian Calvin actually liked the book of Psalms the most.
加文写的这个诗篇的解注释说，哇，这个厚厚的。
So Calvin wrote a big volume of a commentary on the book.
几百年来，这一还是一个很重要的参考的资料，关于诗篇。我也看这个加文的诗篇。
Still, even today, it's still a very good reference for commentary.
但是最近诗篇学者就开始在想。要了解诗篇的时候，不只是一篇一篇了解，要怎么样全面的了解诗篇呢？
In the recent time, scholars have realized, how do we understand song as a whole systematically?
意思说是诗篇不是单独存在，它是150篇串联起来的。
It's not just an individual chapters, but it's 150 chapters linked together.
它有一些很密切的关系。
They're closely needed.
其中它一个环锁一个 link 就是赞美的观念。
But the important link throughout 150 chapter is the topic on praise.
昨天晚上我问过诗篇一共有几卷？五卷。
Last night I asked how many books are in the book of song.
一到四十一篇第一卷。
1 to 41 is book one.
42篇到72篇第二
卷 42 to 72 is book 2
73篇到89篇第三卷
73 to 81 is book 3
90篇到106篇第四卷
chapter 90 to chapter 106
然后107篇到150篇是最后一卷
and lastly 107 to 150
五卷
5 books total
啊，我们发现一个大发现
When we kind of did that, we realized something very important.
我发现每一卷的最后一节经文
You realize that the very last sentence of every book
是赞美神
ends with praising God.
就是说每一卷以赞美耶和华做结束
Every book ends with praises to our Lord.
我举例子，比如说四十一篇第十三节是最后一卷的最后一节。
For example, chapter 41, verse 13 is the last sentence in book 1.
他说：“耶和华以色列的上帝啊，是应当称颂的，从亘古直到永远。”什么？阿门，阿门。
It says, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting." Amen and amen.
然后七十二篇。十八、十九节是第二卷的最后两节。
And if you turn to chapter 72, the last two sentences in chapter in book 2.
独行其事的耶和华以色列的上帝是应当称颂的，他荣耀的名也当称颂，直到永远。愿他的荣耀充满全地。阿门，阿门。
It says, "Praise be to His glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with His glory. Amen and amen."
然后这个八十九篇五十二节
，Chapter 89, verse 52, is the end of book 3.
耶和华是应当称颂的，直到永远。什么？阿门，阿门。
Praise be to the Lord forever. Amen, amen.
然后。106篇48节
Chapter 106 verse 48
那是第四卷的最后一句话耶和华以色列的上帝是应当称颂的从亘古直到永远愿众民说阿们你们要赞美耶和华
Last sentence in book 4 says Praise be to the Lord the God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting Let all the people say Amen Praise the Lord
还有一个很特别的发现。
There's another finding here.
这个阿门这个字呢
？The word amen here.
本来是很普通的。
It's a very common word.
但是在诗篇里头呢，只出现在这几节经文。
But in song, it only appears in these verses.
我在大陆
When I was in China,
跟弟兄姐妹在一起的时候。
I was fellowshipping with brothers and sisters.
哎，我发现弟兄姐妹真的很会说阿门。
They are very good at saying amen.
哎，我们基本上是祷告谢饭之后，最后才说阿门。
We usually say amen after we.
或者我们祷告完了最后才说阿门。
And usually after we give thanks or give
the prayer. 我祷告的时候，弟兄姐妹几乎在我每一句话完了，他们都说 Amen.
But even when I was in China, every sentence I pray, they say Amen.
所以我听得很感动，又一直祷告下去，他们说 Amen， 我就一直祷告下去。
So I was so touched, just kept praying, and they just kept saying Amen.
这个 Amen 就是说是一个非常确定，一个肯定，我们绝对相信，而且我们在神面前是赞同的。
Amen means truly, truly. It means it's real. I really believe it.
在诗篇里头，这个字不随便用的。
In Psalm, this word was not used very commonly.
在很关键的时候，给这个绝对的肯定。
It's only used when it's necessary, when it's important.
一个 Amen 就是很肯定。
It's agreement saying this is true.
One Amen.
One Amen.
两个 Amen 就是。
If it's two amen, you can do the math.
我还没有看过，好像还没有查到三个 amen。
I don't think there's three amens in the Bible.
所以你明白我的意思吗？赞美神。
Do you understand? Praise the Lord.
我昨天晚上也讲到一个特点啊，就是在所有哀歌诗篇里头，每次都是以什么？不是悲哀做结束用，赞美。
Last night I also talked about, even in the Song of Lamentation, it doesn't end with sorrow, but it ends with praise.
这个是很重要的，在诗篇里头。
So praise is very important in the book of Psalms.
要帮助我们调整我们的人生，我们的世界观。
Help us to adjust and refocus and change our worldview.
我们的选择是蛮简单。
Our choice is simple.
我们可以就过我们的生活。
We can either just go on with our life.
我们别人怎么做，我们就怎么做。
We'll follow the world, do whatever everyone else does.
我相信，勤劳一点，聪明一点，还是可以过好日子的。
I'm sure if I work hard enough and if I'm a little smart, then I can have a good life.
但是也会有很多问题。
Of course, I'll still have problems.
那还有一个选择。
There's an alternative.
那我就知道，我的人生在这个世界上，跟每一个人的经历几乎是差不多。
I know that my life experience will be very similar to everyone else in this world.
有时候我可能还比不上别人。
Maybe I don't even have as a good life as other people.
他考第一名，我考第十名。
Maybe he's number one and number ten.
他赚一万，我才赚五千。
Maybe he makes 10 grand, I only make 5 grand.
他的孩子去哈佛，我的孩子到 community college.
Maybe his kids in Harvard, my kids is in community college.
这些都是可能的。
All that is possible.
甚至他们会比我们做得更好。
Maybe other people will be better than us.
但是我们要明白。
We have to understand.
最后有一天。
That one day.
或者是常常我们都可以赞美神。
That we'll praise God.
这是他们说不出来的。
Something that not everyone will have.
他们成功，他们以为是靠自己。
Some people think that they achieve worldly success by themselves.
我们成功，我们知道是主恩待我们。
We realize when we success is because God is gracious to us.
他们失败，他们很痛苦。
When they fail, they're in despair.
我们失败，主来安慰。
When we fail, we know God will comfort us.
有一天他们跌倒，他们起不来的。
There's one day they're going to fall and they can't get back up.
但是如果有一天我们跌倒，我们的主在我们的旁边。
We know that one day when we fall, our Lord is next to us, carrying us.
风雪一来的时候，他们分成两半。
When the storms come, they might split in half.
我们好一人像一棵树，栽在什么？溪水。
If we are righteous and follow the will of God, we are like a tree.
风吹雨打。
By streams of water.
我们站得稳。
That will stand firm even in the times of storm.
甚至最黑暗的时刻。
Even in the darkest time.
我们还是可以唱歌。
We can still sing praise.
就是我们不同吗？
That's how we're different.
阿们不阿们。
Amen? Amen.
所以在诗篇里头，我们看到这个赞美，这主题好像一条线，从第一篇一直拉到150篇的高潮。
So in the book of song, you see praises from the beginning all the way to the end.
所以我们千万不要说，当我有成就的时候，我们才来感恩。
So don't ever say that we'll come to God when we have success.
就是在最难走的时候，我们也能感恩。
Even in the hardest time, we can thank God.
我们也能够赞美。
We can praise God.
因为神叫我们明白，我们人生 是怎么一回事，神你明白告诉我们有很多事情我们看它很重要，其实是次要的。
Because God allows us to understand what it means to, what it really means to have a life, that something that seems important to us might not necessarily be important.
我这个问题有时候都不太敢问，我今天要问。
Sometimes I'm afraid to ask you guys this question, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
钱重要不重要？
Is money important?
啊？你说不重要。
Grayson says no.
对。钱重要吗？
Is money important?
但是多重要？
How important?
你要去想。
You have to think about it.
重要到哪一个地步值得你去牺牲一些事情的？
How important is it that you should be willing to sacrifice a lot of things?
如果说钱不重要，这个人太理想了。
If someone says that money is important, that person is probably too ideal.
如果我把钱看得比神还重要，那个是太愚昧了。
If I think money is more important than God, then I'm probably too foolish.
如果我因为钱的缘故，我牺牲掉我给家人的时间，给我甚至我的健康，那个太愚昧了。
If I had to sacrifice my family or even my health for money, then I'm foolish.
如果因为钱的缘故，我都没有时间去做任何的侍奉，那个有点可惜了。
If I can't serve God because of money, then it's regrettable.
明白这个道理吗？
You understand that?
如果这东西不看见，很难赞美的。
If we don't understand that, it's really hard to praise God.
我们怎么可以靠着神能够面对这样许多的挑战，而最后能够把赞美归给他呢？
How can we face all the challenges in life and bring praise to Him at the end?
你看这个诗篇115篇第一节。
If you look at Psalm 115 verse
1. 诗篇115篇第一节，耶和华，荣耀不要归于我们，不要归于我们，要因你的慈爱和诚实归在你的名下。
Says, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness.
诗人学到一个很大的功课，就是他知道人都很爱荣耀。
The psalmist learned an important lesson in their life that all of us desires glory.
你们想不想有钱？想不想？承认。
Don't you want money?
想不想？想不想考第一名？
Don't you want to be number one?
想不想你的儿子在学校，女儿也考第一名？
Don't you want your kids to be number one?
想不想你的工作成功？
You want your job to be successful?
想不想人家称赞你？
Don't you want other people to praise you?
佩服你，把你捧高，你喜欢吗？
To extol you even.
我们人都喜欢荣耀啊。
Others like glory.
那怎么可以学到一个主啊？不要把荣耀归在我的身上，都要归在你的名下。
But how can we learn, just like the psalmist here says, that the glory doesn't go to us, but to God only?
这个人是认识神的。
This is a person that knows God.
这个人是把神看得最高的。
This is a person who just see God as the highest.
这个人是他的赞美是诚实的。
His praise is honest.
对，赞美完全是从我们把神看在怎么地位来发出的一种行动。
So praise is really a reflection of where we place God.
有时候，尤其在中国人的圈子，美国还好。那我在尤其在大陆的时候，我发现有时候我发现他们社交的时候很喜欢捧来捧去哦，你要捧来捧去吗？啊，就是说，你怎么啦？就好像我们用这个比较粗俗的话，就拍马屁，是不是有没有这样用拍马屁啊？就是给他把他讲得很好啦。
And maybe not in the U.S., but in a lot of Chinese culture, when in a social event, they like to flatter each other, like to kind of say good things about each other.
啊，他是很聪明的，他很能干啊，
smart,
他什么就是一直讲好话，这样讲。
You're always saying good things.About someone else.
其实坦白说，大家 大家啊，旁边人知不知道？只是拍马屁，知不知道？知道吗？知道吗？多数都是知道。
It's not really real. You're just trying to kind of.
但是听的人舒服不舒服？也舒服。
But doesn't that make you feel better?
虽然那个人讲的只是哄他。You know, 就是吹他这些话，但是他听起来蛮舒服的。
Even though a lot of time you know they don't really mean it.
所以这样的赞美就不诚实了。
So this kind of praise is really not honest.
所以就变成很多人为很多面子，不是很诚实哦。那我们绝对不能够给上帝这样拍马屁哦。
Is this the same way that we praise God, that we just kind of,
哎呀，上帝你不错啦。
Kind of flatter God, saying, God, you're pretty good.
啊，全世界只有你是上帝了。
You're the only God.
啊，你一行大事，我们都躲起来了。
When you do your wonders, we all hide.
我在上帝会笑到牙齿，看我们这样赞美。所以不意思说，如果我们是随口赞美、乱赞美，我这上帝觉得你这些都没有很大的意思，你根本就不了解我，就发出一大堆赞美的声音。
So if you just praise like that, just blankly, that you really don't understand what it means to praise God.
所以这个有一个诗篇学者叫 Claus Westerman， 他讲一句话，他说：“这个赞美本身是很重要的。”
The scholar Claus Westerman says, "Praise is important."
哎，就是他说，没有赞美的生命不是真正的生命。
He says, "A life without praise is not a real life."
哎，如果我们就是因为有生命，所以我们才能够赞美神。
It's because we have life that we're able to praise.
这是很自然的事情。
It's a very natural thing.
你看这个诗篇147篇第一节。
If you read Psalm 147, verse 1.
147篇第一节，你们要赞美耶和华，应歌颂我们的神为善为美，赞美耶和华是何以的。
It says, Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praise to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting.
他说你赞美神是好的善的还有美的。
It's good, it's pleasant, and it's fitting.、
如果你去研究这个希伯来文这个善是什么意思的时候，这个善在希伯来文就是美丽美好和谐而且正确。
If you look at the Hebrew word for good,It has a meaning of beautiful, harmony, or correct.
然后那个美这个字呢，是一种 joy, 一种喜乐，一种和谐的一种宣扬。
The word pleasant means a joy, pleasure, or some comfort.
然后这个合宜这个字就表示这个是绝对对的事情。
And fitting.It says it's rightfully so that God deserves it. It's beautiful.
哎，所以你看，只有经历神的救恩，了解神，认识神的时候，我们这种赞美，哎呀，真的是做得很自然。
So only when you have really experienced God, understand the salvation, that your praise becomes true and becomes real.
那表达一种天地神人之间的那种和谐。
It represents a harmony between God and you.
那太美了。
It's a beautiful picture.
哎，我有时候蛮怕别人来赞美我的。
Sometimes I'm kind of afraid that when people praise me.
虽然心中有时候想，为什么他还不来赞美呢？
Sometimes I also wonder, why haven't they praised me yet?
但是别人来赞美的时候，我也很小心。
But when they do, I'm very careful about it.
因为我是觉得人最容易失败的开始，就是去接受别人的赞美。
Because sometimes I learned that, you know, the beginning of my failure is when I started accepting other people's praise.
我们牧师讲道其实蛮辛苦的，你不相信就问你们的牧师。
Preparing a sermon and preaching is actually a really hard job. You can ask pastor.
如果你又不相信我，又不相信你的牧师，那请牧师 排你讲道，你就
明白。And if you don't believe us, then we'll schedule you for the next sermon.
有些信徒听到，哎呀，这个很多说这个不好。等有一天他排他上去，他搞两个礼拜讲章都还没有出来。
Yeah, some people don't even take some more than 2 weeks to not even have anything.
但我们讲完道，我们也是希望说弟兄姐妹给我们肯定嘛。
But when we preach, we also sometimes we wish for acknowledgement from the brothers and sisters.
李牧师，你讲得很好啊。
That Pastor Leo, you did a good job.
用肯定是谦卑一点，实际上就是希望人家来赞美我一下。
You know, when, even though I say acknowledgement, I really mean to have other people praise me.
这个很危险。
This is dangerous.
真的很危险。
Really dangerous.
我求主不要让我做一个常常要寻求人来肯定我的人。
I pray that God, you know, help me so I don't depend on other people's praise.
我要寻求别人的赞美肯定。说明几样事情。第一个 ,I'm not very sure of myself.
If I'm looking for acknowledgement or even praises from other people, it says I'm insecure, I'm not really sure about myself.
我不是对自己不是那么有把握。
I'm not very comfortable.
然后第二我好像做一些要 please 人家的东西。
And sometimes even tells me that I'm trying to do something to please people.
第三我认为我个人在这个整个事件上是蛮重要的。
Sometimes that even means that I'm putting too much importance on for me in this kind of matter.
想太多，接受太多，就会慢慢骄傲起来。
When I become insecure and then start hearing praises from other people, that I become prideful.
那虽然我讲完这一切，我不是说你来称赞我，我会把你赶走，我不会的。
I'm not saying I'm gonna kick you out when you come to praise me.
那我们还是要彼此鼓励，这个是。
We're still to encourage each other when we serve.
你想神需不需要我们去赞美他？
Does God need our praise?
我是不是那么肯定自己？但是上帝是绝对肯定自己啊。
Well, I know I'm not really sure about myself, but God, He knows what He's doing, right?
刘少平可能缺乏安全感啊，但是我们的耶和华神绝对有安全感。
You know, I might be insecure, but our God is secure.
既然他们有安全感，还要赞美他吗
？If He's secure, does He need our praise?
还要称赞他吗
？Do we need to praise Him?
你明白我的意思吗？
Understand what I'm saying?
我给你看一节圣经。
I just want to turn to the Bible and let the Bible speak to you.
二十二篇第三节。
Psalm 22:3。
二十二第三节。
Chapter 22:3。
他说，找到吗？
啊，I'll find it.
这个你一定要找到，我才念。
I'll wait till you all find it before I read it.
好，请或者你来念。请中文的弟兄姐妹念预备一二三，但你是圣洁的，是用以色列赞美为宝座。哇，看见没有，这是非常美丽的一节经文。
Yet you are holy enthroned on the praises of Israel.
我们人要赞美 ，because we are not holy.
We need praises from other people because we're not holy.
我们太多歪曲的思想。
We have a lot of twisted thoughts.
太多。自我以为中心的感觉
，a lot of self-centered feelings。
所以我们要别人来拍我们的马屁
，so we need other people to fulfill our need，
来给我们肯定
，to give us acknowledgement，
让我们觉得好，让我们觉得比你还高
，to let us feel that we're better，
被要被人家高举
，that we need to be exalted。
这是因为我们不圣洁
，it's because we're not holy。
但是神是圣洁的
，God is holy。
所以他说。但你是圣洁的，是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。
It says, "Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel."
我在看到这经文的时候，我说主啊，这是什么意思呢
？I ask God, "What do you mean?"
如果我刘少平有一天坐在宝座上，
What happens one day if I'm sitting on the throne?
我想我要用什么宝座做我的宝座呢？
What am I going to make my throne out of? What material am I going to use?
世界上最贵的是什么东西 ，Andy?
What's the most precious thing in the world?
I'm asking you.
Oh, yeah.
最贵的东西是什么？金嘛。所以我要做个金黄金的宝座。
The most precious thing is, you probably think it's gold.
因为这世界上最贵的。
So I'm gonna sit on a gold throne.
我能够坐在上面，表示你看我在一切的尊贵的上面掌权。
So if I can sit on the golden throne, that means I've achieved the highest achievement. I'm sitting, you know, symbolizing I'm on the top.
你想不想做金宝座呢？
Do you want to sit on the golden throne?
这是很贵的东西哦。
It's very expensive, you know.
我上次看到一个新闻，哇，每个人觉得很惊讶，但是我觉得蛮无聊的。
I read the news one time. Everybody was very shocked about it, but I thought it was kind of boring.
在香港一个很有钱的财主。
In Hong Kong, there's a very rich man.
他可以无聊到一种地步，就是他造这个马桶，马桶啊，那马桶吗？
He's so bored that he made the toilet.
你想我们家里的马桶用什么做？
If you think about the toilet your house, it's made
就是那种 plastic 啊、瓦器这些嘛，哈。一天你做多长
？How many times do you sit on it in a day？
就看你这个肠胃承受一点久一点。
It depends on your digestive system。
这样就十分钟、二十分钟，如果有大问题，做半个小时有点长。
10-20 minutes, and if you have some problem, maybe 30.
这个马桶呢
？It's a toilet.
他竟然用一个黄金造一个金马桶在他的家里。
He made a toilet out of gold.
无聊吗？无聊到极点。
Isn't he bored?
我心想他坐在那边会不会说肠胃有什么阻塞，可能都有问题。
I don't know if it's actually good for his digestive system.
你看这个就是世人认为这些东西就是我可以 show off 的东西。
But this is really a lot of us in this world think that's something that we can show off.
就是坐在金宝座上。
To sit on a golden throne.
黄金的宝座。所以我想到那个时候，我在想，神用什么做他的宝座呢？
So when I think about it, what does God make his throne out of?
又不是金，又不是银。
It's not gold or silver.
甚至也不是这个世界。
Or not even this world.
你知道我们的神是掌管世界的主啊。
Our God created this world.
连白宫对他都太小。
Even the White House is too small for him.
你连联合国的什么秘书长的位，那些都是小位。对我们的神来说，没有一个地方真的可以作为他的宝座。
There's really no place on this earth that can be a throne for our God.
但是这个诗篇说，神以什么？以你们的
What does the song says? God made the throne out of the praises.
太美了。
It's beautiful.
他要看见他的子民认识他，明白他，能够发出一种得胜的一种赞美。
God wants his people to know him, to understand him, and out of their heart comes out the praise.
这群人在世界上不软弱，也不失败。
That these people, their lives in this world is not weak, is not a failure.
不因一点问题，他们就甩了，倒了。
They don't turn away just with a little problem.
在任何的情况，自由没有自由，困难、喜乐、成功、失败的时候，仍然敢发出赞美，这个就是上帝最大的安慰。
Whether they're free or not, whether they're successful or not successful, they're still praising God.That's what God wants.
有时候你去想，你的儿女，你放出去的时候，他们带什么东西给你？你觉得是对你最大的安慰。
When you think about your children, what brings you comfort when they, you know, when they do something?
我们很多时候想，只要他考第一名，那就是我们最大的安慰。
Sometimes we think as long as they get number one, then it will comfort us.
如果我们这样想，我们蛮可怜的。
If we think like that, then we should really pity ourselves.
因为可能有100个人成绩都会比他好的。
Because there's probably a lot of people who have better score.
甚至那些人都不信神。
And a lot of them probably don't even believe God.
但是如果有一天我的孩子回来对我说 ,Daddy, Mommy, 你知道吗？我今天仍然很爱主，很敬畏主，我遵守他的道，大概这个是最大对我的鼓励安慰。
But to me, what brings me the most comfort is when my kids come back home and says, Daddy, Mommy, I still love God today. I'm still following His way.
Amen, 不 amen.
Amen.
Yeah. 这个叫赞美嘛。 你想神用我们的赞，用我们的赞美做他的宝座，就是这个意思。
So God making a throne out of praises, that's what it means, is he really cares about us.
那诗篇里头，昨晚我讲到有不同的文学的类型，有讲到有哀歌，其中一种叫赞美诗篇。
Yeah, last night I talked about there's different styles and lyric structures in the book of song. One type is the song of lamentation.
那虽然这个赞美诗篇没有哀歌诗篇的数目那么多，但是这个赞美诗篇是很重要的。
Even though the number of a praise is not as many as the laments, but it's very important.
是赞美诗篇永远在哀歌诗篇的后面，不是在前面。
Because even the song of lamentation ends with the praise.
意思说，不管前面我们有多少哀歌，我们都要记得最后一段话总是赞美，明白吗？
Because it reminds us, no matter how much sorrows or trials you're going through, at the end of the day, there's always praise.
不管我困难的日子有多长，一年、两年、三年、十年，但是我知道有一天我还是会赞美的。
No matter how long the hard time is, one day, 10 days, even 10 years, I know I can still praise God.
最近我听一个姐妹讲，哎呀，她为她的儿子祷告多少年，希望他能够归主。
Recently, I talked to a sister who's been praying for her son for many years, hoping that he will receive Christ.
这个儿子哦，蛮聪明的。
This son is very smart.
甚至到这个 dental school 做了这个 dentist， 就念完这个牙科了。
He finished dentist school and then is becoming a dentist.
但是他儿子有很大的问题，就是搞同性恋。
But his son has a problem that he is practice homosexuality.
那但是不但搞同性恋，以后搞吸毒。
Not only he is he's homosexual, he is also addicted to drug.
不但吸毒，他甚至还卖毒、贩毒。
Not only he's a drug addict, he also sells drugs.
已经败坏到一种极点。
His life is in a darkness.
但是他的母亲为这个事情都很伤心。
His mom, the sister, has been very sad by what happened.
所以他母亲为他祷告。
So she's been praying for him over the years.
请弟兄姐妹为他祷告。
Asking brothers and sisters praying for him.
在很长久的时候，他母亲甚至做了一个祷告，是他很怕的一个祷告。
Even at times she made a prayer that she was afraid of praying.
他说：“主啊，不管用什么方法，请你把他带回来，是不是很危险？”
She said, "Doesn't matter what you do, just bring him back."
你不管用什么方法
，Doesn't matter what you do.
比如说，上帝，我交给你，你什么方法都，你怎么知道上帝用什么方法呢
？She gave it up to God and says, "God, you can do anything, but you really don't know what God will do."
可以容易的方法。一个很严厉的方法。
Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's harsh.
但是这个母亲愿意放手。
But this mom gave it up to God.
没有一个母亲愿意看见儿子艰难的。
I don't think there's any mother that would willingly to see the son suffer.
结果不久之后，这个孩子立刻就被抓了。
So, pretty soon after she made the prayer, the son was arrested.
被关进监牢里头。
This was sent in jail.
所以我们祷告要考虑啊，不能随便祷告。
Be careful when you pray.
但是这个母亲愿意。
But this mom was willing.
她觉得她在监牢里头是最安全的地方。
She thinks that the jail might actually be the safest place.
她在外面，她可能给别人杀了。
He might be killed outside.
然后在监牢里头，感谢神啊，慢慢的，后来这个儿子信主了。
But slowly.What you found is what she found out is the son slowly becoming, starting to believe in Christ.
现在做一个传道了。
And he actually became a missionary.
你看，这个就是一个很明显、很清楚的事情，让我们了解神怎么可以带领我们。
So this is an example of a light being turned around and how God can lead us into praise.
赞美
praise.
在这个赞美诗篇里头有两种的赞美诗篇。
In the book of Psalm, there's really two types of praises.
一种叫做描述性赞美。
One, the scholars call descriptive praise.
另外一种叫做宣告性赞美。
The other type, declarative praise.
什么叫做描述性赞美呢？
What does it mean to be descriptive?
那你看这个诗篇100篇就是描述性赞美诗篇。
If you look at Psalm 100, that's an example of a descriptive praise.
诗篇第100篇。
Psalm 100.
说普天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。
It says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Give into his presence with singing.
你们当晓得耶和华是上帝，我们是他造的，也是属他的，我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。
Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his, we're his people, and the sheep of his pasture.
当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的宴，当感谢他，称颂他的名。
Enter his gate with thanksgiving, in his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name.
因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
我们称这一类诗篇叫做描述性赞美。
We call this type of song descriptive praise.
什么叫做描述性赞美呢？
What does it mean?
描述性赞美是完全集中在上帝的属性以及他奇妙的作为。
Descriptive praise focuses on God's characters.
意思说我们能够赞美乃是因为我们认识我们的神是谁。
It says because we can praise because we understand who God is.
然后你知道他做了奇妙的事情。
We understand what he can do.
那神是这里提到他是神，他是本为善，还有他是充满慈爱和信实的主。
Psalm 100 said, He is God, He is good, He is steadfast love and faithfulness.
然后他做了什么呢？第一，我们是他造的，我们属于他的，我们是他的民，是他草场的羊。这个是讲到神在我们的作为，奇妙的作为。
And talks about what God did for us. He made us. We're His. We're His people. We're His sheep.
所以简单的来说，不认识神的人基本上就不太懂得怎么赞美他。
So basically, if you don't understand God and your relationship with Him, you don't really know how to praise Him.
所以如果我说弟兄姐妹你来赞美神，这句话本身之前就必须要弟兄姐妹相当认识神，那个赞美就会有意义，不然那就是讲了一些空洞的一些赞美话罢了。
So if I invite you to praise God, you've had to first understand who God is and why you're praising Him. Otherwise, it's meaningless.
因为他是良善、诚实的神，所以我赞美他。
Because God is good and He's my God, that's why I praise Him.
他是圣洁的神，我赞美他。
He's holy, so I praise Him.
他是公义的神，我赞美他。
He's righteous.
所以为什么我很怕别人来赞美我？你要赞美我什么呢？
So why am I afraid of people praising me? Because what are you praising me for?
你要赞美我什么？
What are you going to praise me for?
对不对？第一，你就不是那么认识我嘛。
I mean, number one, you don't really know me.
你说刘少平，你是公义的牧师。
Are you going to say, Pastor Leo, you're a righteous pastor?
你的慈爱永远长久。
Your steadfast love endures forever.
哎呀，我根本都不能接受这些，
right?
因为我也不是。
I really can't accept those kind of praises because I'm not.
我诚实，但是我没有绝对的诚实。
I'm honest, but not completely.
我正直，但是我也不是完全的正直。
I might have integrity,
but
not all the time. I'm just a person.
所以为什么这些是保罗还是什么？是彼得还是人家要拜他的时候，是保罗还是彼得忘记？保罗，保罗说 ，Don't do that.
So you see in Acts when people are trying to worship Paul, he says this is not right.
只有傻瓜才要人家来崇拜他的，世界傻瓜是很多的。
Only fools need praises from people, and there's a lot of fools in this world.
对，对不对？我们有什么属性，值得人家来赞美称重我呢？
What qualities do we have that we deserve any praise from people?
如果好，我只是比你好一点，也不见得好的太多。
If I'm good, I'm only a little better than you, but not by much.
在比例方面，可能你比我还好一点。
Maybe other things you're better than me.
只有神认清神的属性，我们赞美的时候，我们就明白我们赞美什么。
So only when you understand God's characters that you understand why you're praising Him.
那另外一个我们赞美他的原因就是因为我们是他造的。
The other reason we praise is because he created us.
所以那些无神论的人基本上是没有人可以，他们没有什么东西可以赞美，因为他不相信人家他是上帝造的，所以没有东西好赞美。
So the atheists don't praise God because they don't believe they're created. They don't know they're created.
我是他草场的羊，就是我们认为是说我们是上帝眷顾我们的生活，所以我们可以赞美他。
When we say we're his sheep, we say,God will take care of us, that's why we praise Him.
这是很美丽的一个事情。
This is a beautiful saying.
这是第二种叫做宣告性赞美。
So the second type of praise is declarative praise.
那宣告性的赞美就是说神在我身上做了特殊的事情，所以我发出这个宣告的赞美。
It focuses on the wonders that God has done in our lives, and that's why we praise.
你可以从很小的事情到很大的事情可以在这里赞美他。
From the smallest thing to the biggest things that we praise him.
哎呀，比如说，我有些问题，我昨天晚上不是讲我得救的见证吗？
Last night I shared with you how I got saved.
我有些还没有讲完呢。
I haven't finished my story.
这个信主的经历对我的影响很大的。
My experience really impacted my life.
我隔一天，我差不多成为完全另外一个人。
So when I made a prayer that night, the next day I became a completely different person.
哎呀，我那种以前那种空虚，那种我今天觉得真的耶稣给我一个丰盛的生命，我就是从隔天我就经历了。
Those emptiness I used to fill were turning to abundance the next day.
我从来没有那种喜乐。从那天开始，这个喜乐在我心中涌流出来，直到今天。
I never had such joy until that night when I made the prayer, and then lasted
to that. 那是70年代到现在多少年了、啊？快是。
So from the 70s to now, it's almost 40 years, and I still have that joy.
我不能够跟你准确说哪一个年代，免得你去算我的年龄。
I can't really tell you the exact years because I don't want you to calculate my age.
因为年岁也是男人的秘密来的。
Because age is also a secret to the man, not just to the woman.
那我信主之后，哎呀，我真的是觉得人生很不一样。
But when I commit my life to Christ, I really found out that my life is different.
啊，我很爱读圣经。
I love reading the Bible.
我每一个晚上去传福音，敲别人的门，然后。像这个什么耶和华见证会摩门教徒这样，我就敲他们跟他们讲福音。
Every night I would go around the neighborhood and knock on doors to just preach the gospel.
哎呀，我真的很喜乐。
I was joyful.
我第二年我就受洗。
The next year I got baptized.
然后隔一年，神的呼召临到我，我就丢下我的学业，我就去做传道。
And the third year, I felt God calling me to become a missionary. So
yeah, 我 literally 停掉我的大学。
I stopped my college education and went to seminary.
本来我是念这个 mechanical engineering.
I was in mechanical engineering.
你知道我这是为了这个念大学，我从十二岁我就奋斗，最后能够达到那个，我就是。就放下来。
Even since the age of 12, I had this goal in my mind that I was going to be a kind of engineer. I was trying really hard, but when God called me, I gave all that up.
那我就对我的牧师说，我说我要，因为神呼召我嘛，所以我说我要去侍奉。我也不晓得，我说我要做什么。
I talked to my pastor. I said God called me, so I'm going to go serve Him, but I don't really know what I'm going to do.
我知道我要去传福音。
I know I'm going to go preach the gospel.
牧师说，既然你要这样，就去神学院念书了。
And so my pastor told me, then maybe you should equip yourself in the seminary.
我说什么叫神学院？
I said, what is the seminary?
我都不懂, 没有听过,
I've never heard of seminary before. I've only became a Christian for about a year.
后来我就听到话,
so I listened and I went to the seminary.
我去找院长说我要念神学。
I found the dean of the school and told him that I was going to do that.
我就跟他讲我的见证, 我害怕这个院长不相信我的话。
I was afraid. So this dean was the one that was nice to me.
所以我就把400块 新加坡钱400块拿出来放在桌子上，这是我所有的钱，我奉献给神学院。 我只有400块那时候，我是穷学生来的。
And he took out all the money he had, it was about $400, and gave it to the dean of the school and said, this is what I'm going to give to the seminary, it is all I have.
我不是用400块贿赂他，希望他说我，没有这个意思。
I'm not trying to bribe the dean so I can get into the school.
后来他说你的钱不要了，他也不跟我说，他说不收我，我就走了。
And he didn't take my money, but he didn't tell me that I got accepted or not.
后来他们收了我。
And at the end, I got accepted into the school.
收了我就去神学念书。
And I went to the seminary.
我一直都不敢跟我父亲讲。
I was afraid to tell my dad.
意思说我进在神学院，不敢跟他讲我在神学院。
And I was in seminary, but I was afraid to tell him.
我不知道他受得了受不了。
I wasn't sure if he can take the truth.
所以我三个月蛮痛苦的，常常在主的面前哭。然后我很多issue我都还没有想通，已经被硬拉进神圈来了，是上帝把我拉进去。So
for the first 3 months, it was really hard for me because there's a lot of things I haven't really thought about, and then here I was in the seminary.
我放下很多以前我的东西不跟你讲了这些，但是哎，我挣扎很久，所以三个月之后，我终于写一封信给我父亲。I
gave all the stuff, and I've just been praying for that 3 months, and after that 3 months, I decided to write a letter to my dad.
因为我是长子嘛，嗯。Because
I'm the oldest kid.
我就跟他说我现在在神学院。I
told him I'm in seminary.
我父亲一生只收到我。 就是这么一封信，从来没写过信给他。So
this is actually the only letter I've ever written to my dad.
那他看到蛮伤心，又不知道我在做什么。And
he saw the letter, he was quite sad because he didn't understand what I was doing.
他就去问人说，他说我的儿子到神学院去，是什么回事？他说大概他大概去做和尚去了。So
so he didn't really understand what seminary means. He asked his friends what that means, and so. His dad's friend just said, oh, he's probably trying to become a monk.
也是他一生唯一写的一封信写给我，他也是很伤心。
So my dad wrote me a letter. Again, that's the only letter I ever received from him.
那后来，哎，也忘记什么事情发生，就不管他。
And kind of just forgot about it. Something happened and didn't mind.
但是后来过了几年，我父亲也信主了。
A few years later, my dad received Christ.
那我妈妈是看我父亲信，她也信。
My mom also received Christ after she saw my dad.
然后我一些弟兄姐妹也信了。
All my family members, brothers and sisters, they received Christ as well.
有几个也信了。
So my aunt.
所以现在回头看，在我家族里头最少超过30几个人信主。
So if I look back in my family, there's at least 30 some people who received Christ.
所以我可以赞美神在这个事情上。
So I can praise God.
这个就所谓宣告性的，因为神在我身上做一件事情。
This is declarative praise that God has done some wonders in your life. That's why we say, God, we praise you.
如果有一天神医治你的病，你要赞美他。
If one day God heal your disease, you have to praise God.
有些人问我说，假设他不医我的病，你要怎么样？还是要赞美。
What if God doesn't heal your disease? You still praise.
若主给你一个工作，你赞美。
If God give you a job, you praise God.
你被 lay off, yeah.
If you are laid off, you praise God.
因为你要抓的东西不是这些东西，你要抓的是你的神。Because
what you're trying to grasp is not the worldly things, but it's God.
都是过眼云霄，来来去去。我们不要认为这个就是我非得，但是不一定，有些东西我们认为很重要，其实在神的眼中，他可能有更重要的东西要取代。
A lot of things that we thought was important are all going to come to pass, and God is going to replace them with something that He thinks is important.
明白吗?
You understand that?
我想我今天讲的很多了。
I think I've spoken enough tonight.
我们来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，因为你是我们的神，我们赞美你。
Father God, we praise you, for you are our Lord, our God, we praise you.
我们以你大能的作为，我们赞美你。
We praise you for your wonders.
我们更感谢你，因为你在我们自己的身上，我们的人生经历里头，我们曾经被你所拯救，所解除。
We praise you because in our life you have saved us and you have met us where we were.
所以我们感谢赞美你。
So we thank you and praise you.
我们知道每一天你都与我们同在，你都会眷顾我们。
We know you are with us every day and you care for us.
我们知道你必定不会离弃我们，也必定一直眷顾我们，直到我们见你的面。
You'll never forsake us and will continue to care for us until we see you.
求你与我们大家同在。
Pray that you be with us.
让我们一起能够从心里发出赞美的声音，成为你的宝座。
That we can, in our heart, that we can praise you and become your throne.
奉耶稣的名。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. 嗯
非常感谢主，不要大家在下面听起来你觉得怎么样？ Praise the Lord, I don't know what do you think experience tonight as you listen to the message tonight. Do you want to ask him to stay here for 1 week to finish it? 我们是不是要请他在这里留下来一个礼拜，能够，当然不是，这个是不能够做到的。但是我们非常感谢主，主真的借着刘牧师在我们当中做奇妙的工作。那我们今天中午在吃午餐的时候，他跟我们分享了很多，他也介绍了一些他在做的一些的事工，有关于有一些的那个资料查经的非常实用的一些资料，那我觉得是应该对很多的弟兄姊妹会很有帮助，等一下我就请他上来跟大家介绍一下。And during the lunch together with Pastor Liu, we found out he is making a lot of important investment of his life into developing some Bible study material. Those are very impressive. And I would like to ask Pastor Liu to introduce this material. Andy, could you come?
不会花太多时间。那今天跟同工们谈谈，就是我自己在这几年的思想，怎么能够培养教会弟兄姐妹对圣经更深入的了解。
Over the years, I thought about building up the church and how I can disciple the church and allow them to understand the Bible a little more.
那非常谢谢，特别你们牧师邀请我来这次讲诗篇。
I really thank your pastor for inviting me over to talk about the song.
对我也是一个祝福。
It's a blessing for me too.
为什么？因为在过去一年我在研究思想诗篇。
Because in the past years I've been meditating and studying in the book of Psalms.
所以我这两个晚上跟你们分享的其实是我学习的一些心得。
So what I've been sharing with you the past two nights is what I've learned during my study.
你们喜欢吗？
Do you like it?
那我经常常在想，我这样讲了走了，我可以保证我3个月回来问你们的时候大部分东西都忘了。
So how can I ensure that after I preach for 2 nights, 3 nights, that when I come back 3 months from now, you'll still remember what I said?
所以我常在想，长期能够促进我们信徒的生命的成长，不是只是听忘，因为我们不会做我们记不起的道理。
Will really help us to grow in our lives, not just to listen to a good sermon, but it's to do.
那诗篇有很好的信息。
The book of Song has very good message.
而且我自己做了研究，我真的很想把所有的东西都放在你的手中。
You know, through my study, I really want to, you know, equip you with all the material that I've
seen. 所以我也不可能留在这一个礼拜。
But I really can't stay here for a week.
因为礼拜五要到 Atlanta， 另外一个教会也是叫我讲诗篇，是我的学生。
Because next Friday I have to be in Atlanta to preach at a different church.
所以我就想到，就是说我可以把我所有认为很宝贵的东西把它写下来，如果交在弟兄姐妹手中，那你们都不必请我来了。
So I decided to write down what I think it's important into books so you don't have to invite me next time.
多数的讲言是希望你请我来，东西我留着，我走就带走。
A lot of people might just hold on to their material, and when they leave, they take the material too.
如果要再听，下次要再请。
If next time you want to hear, you have to invite them again.
那神叫我从不同的角度来想，就是说我可以不可以把我所有的东西都交给你？那以后你们。
So I thought, I'm just going to give you all the material in books, so next time you invite me, I don't have to come to speak, but I can just come and have food and for lunch. So you probably saw me flipping through that book.
这是我刚写好的，叫做一本书，叫《一步一步学诗篇》。
This is a book I just written called Learning the Book of Songs Step by Step.
我给你们讲的几堂，只是我拿其中的三部来跟你们讲的。I
picked three different chapters to speak with you over the past few tonight.
这本书有26部。It's
got 26 chapters.
所以你要留我26天才能够讲完。You
have to invite me for 26 nights.
所以我把所有你这些宝贵的内容都写在里头。So
I decided to write everything down.
而且写的时候，它不是一本书，而是由一个用小组研读，还有一些问题。
So it's not just a book, but it's rather a study guide that you can use in your small group to lead your small group.
你可以自己做完，或者小组做完，甚至主日学都可以做。这样的话，你做完之后，你会印象很深刻。You
can either self-study or leading your small group or even Sunday school.
而且以后你发现你真的很懂圣经。
And you really come to understanding of the Bible.
我可以担保在整个 DC area, 你们这群人是诗篇的专家。
I can guarantee that if you go through my material, you'll become the experts in the Washington DC area.
只要我不在, 你们就是专家。
As long as I'm not here, you'll be the expert.
我没有什么要保留给自己带着，我希望把东西都留给你们。
I'm not holding back anything. I want to give you everything that I have.
所以这本书呢，明年会出版。
I'm going to publish this book next year.
那弟兄姐妹就可以用这个来作为长期的学习，这样的话对神的话就很清楚。So
you can use it as a learning material.
培训也很好用。It's
good for discipleship.
那写好的呢，我在过去几年写好一个叫《一步一步学箴言》。I
got a few books that has been already published. One is on Proverbs.
这本书叫做《一步一步学箴言，做智慧人》。
Learning Proverbs step by step, be a wise man.
学习怎么样一步一步走出愚昧。Learning
how to walk out of foolishness.
一步一步迈向智慧。
Step by step into wisdom.
Right. 意思说做完这本书，我可以担保你一定更有智慧。So
I can guarantee that if you go through this book and the proverb, you'll become a wise man.
我担保的。
I can guarantee that.
假设你做完之后，你说林牧师，我做完之后好像智慧没有增加，愚昧还多了一点。If
after you've done this book and you said to me that I don't think I've gained any wisdom, but I became a little more foolish.
你退货我还钱 100% customer.
I'll give you a hundred percent refund.
我很多学生做完这个之后，他们真的很感谢神，因为。 帮助人看见自己很多愚昧的行为，怎么变得更有？A
lot of my students appreciate this material because it allows them to see, you know, God's purpose.
然后我刚几个月前出版另外一本叫《一步一步学生命记》。There's
another book. It's Learning Deuteronomy Step by Step.
非常好用的一个 program， 引导你。这个就是说，你用这个书就到它一步一步引导你怎么进入诗篇，然后学习这些。刚才我跟你讲那些东西。 那你好像旅游一样啊，它真的很像一个journey，一个。It's
like a journey, a vacation that you go through one stop at a time.
然后最后把你带到赞美神。And
then I'll lead you to praising God.
宣扬他的救恩。Proclaiming
His salvation.
要为我祷告，使我继续能够写这样的东西。Pray
for me so I can continue to write this material.
我带了一些书来在后面，如果你有兴趣可以看一下。那么。 不是很够，那还明天我还可以带一些来。那这一两天如果你买的话，有个好处就是
我可以给你签名，签名是免费的，免费。
So I saw the books in the back. I might not have enough. I can bring more tomorrow. And then one of the benefit of buying the books today is you can get my autograph.
好，谢谢弟兄姐妹。
Thank you, brothers and sisters.